Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Lake Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I am coming to you from this beautiful day in Grafton, Wisconsin. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and today we have a wonderful show. I'm so excited. We have two special guests, and before we go ahead and have them join us, I just want to let you know that we are being our show is being sponsored today by free third eye readings. So you'll actually get to hear from one of the or from the site owner, and we'll learn more about what it is that they are doing. So awesome. So, you know, I hope that this weekend was a weekend that was about tuning in, setting intentions, and, you know, we just started November. So I am so excited, and I'm going to be talking to you about the energy of this week before we get to our guests. But you know, I just want to remind everyone that we are a call-in show, so if you'd like to receive some guidance, if you would like to chat with our guests, please be sure to call 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Also, you can chat with us on our Facebook group by going to psychictalk.net/live, and there's a link to our simulcast that is on Facebook. So you'll be able to ask your questions in there as well through the chat, through the simulcast. I am not on camera today because we do have our guests as well, but you can, you know, chat with us, or you can ask the questions that you'd like to ask there. So be sure to tune in there as well. And I will be there also to take your questions. And then you can also tune in with us on YouTube. So if you would like to go to the replays, if you are a person who likes to go on YouTube, watch videos, you can go to psychictalk.net/YouTube, and you'd be able to find all of our shows there. So be sure to subscribe and look for all our hosts on that channel. All right. So when it comes to the energy this week, we have actually a lot going on this week when it comes to this week's energy. And we have Archangel Gabriel as well as Archangel Raziel stepping forward for us for this week's energy. So when it comes to this week's energy, and it's, let's see. Okay, so they're actually kind of showing me a few things here. But Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward because he wants us to remind us that this week is going to be about flow, you know, going with the flow of the energy this week. So, you know, when we go with the flow, when we are going with what it is that feels good, that's when we won't have the stress, we won't have frustrations that come in. And so it's going to be important for us to recognize when, you know, we're supposed to be in that energy of flow, and if we are feeling frustrations, if we are feeling as if there's some tensions, to kind of sit back and kind of reflect and tune in to the angels and ask them what it is that's, why it is that you're going through this. And so, you know, Archangel Gabriel is showing us that there are going to be some things that come up, some challenges, some struggles that may come up, but what we can do is from the lessons that we've learned from last month, we will be able to take control, not take control, but be able to, you know, kind of sit back and, you know, tune in first, you know, and not to react when things like that happen, but to kind of sit back and stand back and kind of look at the situation. What is it that you're seeing? What is it that's coming in? And when we do that, we learn the lessons. We are reminded of what it is that we need to see it, of that situation. So it's going to be important for us to do that, to be in flow this week, because we are meant to do that. We are meant to be in flow. We are meant to be in joy, and we are meant to, you know, not be so stressed, and we are meant to be in this calm and this energy of a higher vibration. And so when we let go of control, when we let go of expectations, we're able to then be clear on what it is that we're needing to do and what it is that we need to let go of and release, so that we can let the divine, we can let the universe really, you know, help us through this journey and help us through this week. So when we let go, when we let the divine do their thing and let them show us, we are then able to go through this week without the stress, without you know, all of that that's not who we truly are, that is causing triggers and frustrations. And so to remember that as you go along this week. Also, when it comes to the energy, Archangel Raziel is stepping forward for us, because as we go with the flow, we're going to get clarity on our gifts. We are going to get clarity on what it is that we need to do when those challenges come, when those things that make us feel tense or make us feel frustrated or anger or any of those emotions that are not who we truly are come in. And so to remember that, and this week should flow freely. It should flow nicely. And if it doesn't, it's then time to tune in and to recognize what is it that you need to work on and let go of, so that you can let the divine do their thing. So that is pretty much what the energy this week is. So as you navigate through this week, to kind of have in the back of your mind, you know, if things are tense, if things are not happening as it should, and not to force it, not to, you know, keep trying to make it work, but to step back, to, you know, look at it objectively. And we can do that, even though we may be in the situation, with those lessons that we learned last month. And October was a huge month when it came to lessons and transformation and expansion. So, you know, taking those lessons and applying it this week. And we will be applying a lot of things that we learned last month, this month as well, as we learn the gifts, as we learn our abilities. And so that is the energy of this week. And what I also am hearing from Archangel Raziel as well is that it's really important for us to keep tuning in. And also, if you are starting to feel much lighter and much better as the week goes on, or if you are feeling that today after a pretty intense last week, then what they're showing me is it's going to then be important to set intentions. So if you set the intentions last week, because, you know, we November 1st was last week, if you did that then, but you were still in this weird energy where you felt like things were not right, but you feel much better now, it's actually going to be important for you to reset those intentions this week so that you can really be in that flow. You could really be, because, you know, when we are feeling better, when we are in a higher vibration, that's when we can really get that new energy and that flow of abundance in that we are meant for. So, I encourage you all to really be mindful of that this week. So that is the energy of this week, and we are now then going to go ahead and introduce our special guests. So we have Johnny and Michelle by today. And they are very gifted, and they have this amazing gift that Divine has given them. And I'm going to have them share with us their gifts. And they are a husband and wife team, so that's even doubly amazing, I think. So I'm going to have them come on with us. So. Hello, Johnny and Michelle.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. It's such a pleasure to be on your show today.
It's great to have you on. So how are you both?
I'm great. I'm fantastic.
I think that I really resonated with your angel reading. I really want to thank you for that. It really does fit the week, and it fits so many things that we do in life. When we hit a brick wall or things don't feel right, just like you were saying, take pause and open yourself to those inspirations, and it will take you to the next step. It's just a fabulous message. I really appreciated it.
Yeah, and yes. Catherine, I was just going to add that I really love your voice. It's very relaxing, and it sets you in a mood to be able to listen comfortably. So I really love your voice.
Well, thank you so much. All right. So why don't we go ahead and just jump in. And Johnny, if you can start by telling us a little bit more about your journey, your spiritual journey.
My spiritual journey, I mean, my whole life I've been a religious man. I was 47 when I met my wife, just some amazing things happened. You know, I thought I knew what was right. I thought I knew the truth, because I had 47 years to prove to myself that what I knew was correct. And every day I'd read the scriptures and pray and thought I knew everything about the way the universe was. And then I became surprised, because one day my wife, we were sitting on the couch, and she says, "Hey, you want to start your spiritual journey?" I go, "What do you mean? I'm on my spiritual journey." She goes, "No, I mean, do you really want to start your spiritual journey?" I go, "Yeah, sure." She goes, "Well, I'm going to touch your spirit." And I go, "Yeah, okay, sure, go ahead." I'm like, "Yeah, right." And so she reaches over and she touches my arm. And I felt she touched my spirit, which has never been touched before. And I go, my first... was like, was that real? Did that just happen, or somehow spelled or something? But I couldn't deny it, and so I just told her that yeah, I felt it, and for 2 weeks I just was in myself trying to figure out how could this be. So I asked her to do it again for validation. I go, could you do that again? She goes, what's that? I go, touch my spirit. And so she sits next to me again, and she touches my arm, and she does it again. I go, oh, my gosh, what is this world? And she goes, yeah, I want you to start your spiritual journey. I go, well, okay. Well, so then she started to teach me, when you're into the psychic world, it's really all about yourself. Someone just brings you an idea. You just become aware of it. And so she brought me the idea, well, you can see your own spirit energy. I go, really? I had 47 years that showed me, no, you could not. And, you know, and I was somebody that used to listen, but I do still do listen to Coast to Coast whenever I could. And I just always did when I was a little kid. And I was trying to, understand how that all fit in. And I used to believe, so as I was in the religious world, I would say, well, that's a good, I wonder if that's really true. But then I met my wife and she started bringing these ideas. And then I was able to see my own spirit energy, my own aura. And when you first start doing it, it's like you cannot believe it because you got all those years. I mean, usually people will start a lot younger, but for me, it wasn't like that. I started a lot older, and I already had my belief system in set. But So I had to either deny what I was experiencing or continue on with the journey. And one thing, at least for me, is I'm very honest with myself. Truth is truth, whatever it is. If it's something that you have to move on, and that's what you got to do. Just like you said, you have to let go. And so that's just what I for about 5 years, I was fighting with her all the time. Inside, of course, she'd bring an idea, and I go, that can't be true. That can't be true. And I kept pointing out
it was true. He
fought with
me a little bit on the outside, too.
So I go, this cannot be
that
true.
That can't be right.
And so what it is I was able to go from spirit energy, see my own energy, to my arm. I could start seeing my fingers and my arm, and then my legs and my face. So I started seeing my spirit self and auras. And then I was wondering how far out I could go with this spirit energy. So then I started looking out more past myself into just space, really. It's just space where there's nothing there, what we would call air. So anyway, I was able to see what was there and just – with you use just your normal eyes, all you see is just space. Like if you were sitting at a park, you'd see see your physical self, and then you see maybe a lake, and between the lake and you might see a couple of trees. That's all you'd see. But when you start to see with your spirit eyes, you actually start to see other things. You start to see green, white, and you start to see things within the energy that move. And so when I first started, it was just things I was just starting to see and recognize. I didn't know what they were. I just knew that they were moving, and I wasn't the one moving it. I go, what in the world is this? I kept praying and reading my scriptures. I go, this can't be true. What's going on here? I'm like, have I lost my mind? So I tried to find something. I went outside of Michelle, and I had to validate it with other people. So I was teaching other people these same techniques that she taught me. And so they were, it was working, and I was able to see. I thought it was just me that was changing, and nobody else was, but then I found out that it's just an awareness. You just become aware of what's already there. So when I started seeing other people have auras and spirit energy and people around them, and then I realized it's not just me. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. And everybody pretends that they're just we're here in a world that we think it's just us, and our families and our society, but there's actually a whole lot more awareness going on of spirits. They're always helping us. No one's ever left alone. And so that's sort of like where I started at. And then I go, I wonder, you know, and I was able to, one day I started seeing things on my arm, and but I couldn't identify what they were. I just couldn't. But I knew there was something there, and it was something I've never seen before. And probably about a year or two, I was just looking at them still, and then they would change every day. And then finally I got the knowing that they are symbols. I go, well, what are symbols? And the only symbols I remember growing up were, if you remember that story in the Bible where in Joseph's dream, there's a 7 fat cattle and 7 skinny cattle. So I knew, okay, well, so I tried to relate my experiences, what I was doing, you know, in my past. And so these were symbols that meant something. And so then I had to figure out, how do you get the knowing? And so, with Michelle's help, what it is you have to let it come to you. See, as if you notice, there's a lot of women who are of awareness and psychic abilities, but it's not too many men, because men, we try to force things. But when it comes to the spirit world, you have to let things come to you. So even though you want the symbol to be recognized, you want to know the meaning immediately, well, it has its own time to come to you. And so that's one of the biggest reasons why men have such a hard time connecting with the spirit world, is because they want to force things quickly, and you just can't do it that way. It just comes to you when it's ready, and then the knowledge is there. And then you can help other people out with their problems. So I started doing that, and then I go, I wonder if I should start a site, you know, maybe I should, because what it did is I was doing it with pictures, you know, because I needed more outside resources, validation that wasn't my wife, because I was afraid she was like bewitching me or something because of this new world I found myself into. So I went into, I just found pictures on the internet, and I just look at them, and I go, dang, I can see these pictures. And then I'd be driving a car, and I could see the symbols in real time. Like if they were chewing their gum.
Mm-hmm.
Negative energy would be coming from their voice. Like you can, when a person speaks, you can actually see whether it's if it's clear or if it's dark, as they're actually in real time. And if a person does it enough, dark talk, it becomes the vibration is tarnished, and then that's when it turns into a spirit symbol for me to read. So I know everybody does either good things and bad things, but if you start doing things that are dominantly one way, and then it turns into a spirit symbol that's easy to read. And, you know, some people don't like, and there's just so many, each person is so unique and so intelligent that I've come across. I mean, we're all taught that we're not very smart, and we're not very good, and someone's always telling us we don't really fit in. But yet our spirit, we're just 10,000 times smarter, and all of us are that way. It's just that we've been told otherwise. So we can see ourselves as tiny separate beings competing for limited resources, give away our power from the outside conditions, which dictates our conditions and stand in fear most of our life. Or we can have an expansion of consciousness that we realize we're all connected. And if we once we, and so this is one of the reasons why I started the site. It really is to give, this needs to be shared, and we can change the world.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing your gift. That's so awesome that you're able to see these symbols and be able to see the energy all around. And yeah, that's just amazing that, you know, the way everything happened for you. So let's go ahead and ask Michelle now about her side of your journey.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, actually, I started with my sister's son who passed away when I was pretty young, and she planted the idea in my head about reincarnation because she was having such a difficult time with the loss. And of course, it was intriguing, and I started studying, and I became a follower for Rapa Lobsang, who was really a big Tibetan Buddhist back in the day, like in the 50s and the 60s. And I became a real follower of that. And it was interesting and fabulous, but I wanted to see science because I'm somebody who wants to see hard copy. I want to know that it's real, that there's not just hocus pocus, that somebody's having an experience they're claiming. I want to see why. Is it possible or is it even possible? And so I went years just studying, researching. And then when my mom passed away, I discovered her within that magical 2-hour period of her passing and didn't realize. And I gave her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, or I attempted to, and her spirit piggybacked on me. And I didn't understand what that was at the time, but I started having these feelings and emotions that were very much my mother's, and I thought it was just sympathy for her loss. But about 3 years later, I was introduced to Voyoldo and the Four Winds Society and recognized that I might have a piggyback. And I went through the experience of having her released from me and help her pass over. And it was the most vivid physical experience I've ever had in my life. It really shook me awake. And that was the science I needed to recognize that there's truth in this. And I began studying and practicing eventually on my own. And by the time I met my husband, I was a pretty good seer, and I could see that he had a great spiritual path that he was really holding himself back from, hanging on to the reality that we all fall into through, you know, the way we're raised and the things that we're taught and things that we hear ambiently around us. We tend to control ourselves with fear. And I could just see that if he could let that go and open his mind a little bit to where I've come from, perhaps he would feel that science within him too, that this is really real. And so we started that journey. Actually, we got married and he was in Texas and I was in California. And on the trip back, we stopped at a vortex in Sedona. And we went up to this big mountain. It's a solid rock mountain near the airport. And I had him sit directly on the vortex once we located it. And he thought that I was probably kind of, you know, a little on the crazy side. We were sitting on a rock. What's this? And but on the rest of the trip home, because we were road tripping, he started to kind of wake up a little bit to things. And I think that he... that's when his journey actually started. But the exciting thing for me was the morning he woke up and he said, you know what, I think we're going to start a site on Facebook. And it became a really big, very successful site. And once that came to an end, in the last couple months, he said, you know what, we're going to do this again, but now we know what we're doing and we're going to do it even bigger. And so he started the free Third Eye Readings site on Facebook, and we're really proud about that. His birthday is on 11/11, and so is our grand opening. And we have so many talented psychics that have come to join us that really believe in what we're doing and how we're doing it. We have an amazing management staff. In fact, Catherine Hahn, our hostess here, she's actually one of our management in our management group, helping us with advertising and very good input and so forth. She does retreats, and I hope you talk about that more later, Catherine, because we're hoping that she helps us with that as well. But we have some really unusual things that we're offering. We want to be able to say that we offer more free psychic readings, energy work, spell casting, We have pet psychics that can do amazing things for you, and each one of them has been vetted by our professional staff so that we know that they're real, they're not scammers, they're really going to give you something that's amazing. And, you know, we've helped thousands of people over the last 5 years in these kind of groups, and we're blessed that we have a very good following. And we're hoping that everybody comes to join us in that. I personally do empathic intuitive readings from photographs. And anyone who comes to our site for the grand opening or within the end of the month, we'll give them free readings. We'll just guarantee them free readings if they mention your show.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we will talk a little bit more about the group. And after we do some announcements, we're at the bottom of the hour already. The half an hour went by really fast. But before we do, I wanted to ask you both, you know, you're both psychics. So I wanted to see how that dynamic works in your family.
Because we both have big intuition and psychic thoughts about things. Well, you know, it's hard to read for yourself, and if you're in the industry or in our category, you'll find that psychics often trade readings on each other because it's hard to read for yourself. It's easy to read for other people. It's a forest in the trees thing. And so I can usually see what's going on with my husband during the day, and it's one of those things when I want him to call me, I'll think about it, and he'll call me. So that's one quick, easy, low-hanging fruit answer to you.
From my perspective, everybody walks around hitting on somebody and loving on somebody verbally and maybe behaviorally. But one of the things you have to deal with when you have psychic abilities, especially when you live with somebody, is you might have maybe a not kind moment with them. And then they might leave the room and maybe go to work or something, but then you walk by that place where you actually had that discussion, and as you walk by it, there's a message sent to you of the whole experience of what she was thinking inside of herself, not verbally, because sometimes you might not like what she's saying, but inside she really wants to get you. But and so you really can't. Thing is, you really can't hide. You can't hide anything from a psychic. I mean, you might think you can, but you can't. And so, if you think that you can get away and do something, you can't do it. It's just not possible. So it's sort of fun and it's challenging sometimes because you just have to watch what you – so it makes you a better person. You have to watch what you think, watch what you're saying, and how you behave, because all three, they know more than they say. All psychics always know more than they say to everybody that they read.
Well, thankfully.
Thankfully.
Awesome. So before we go on, I'm going to do some announcements on the show. So if you go to, for all the listeners out there, if you go to psychictalk.net/announcements, you can, or upcoming, psychictalk.net/upcoming, you can see the lineup of all of our shows. And all of our hosts are starting to come back from the summer, and so be sure to join us. So, like, our next show on Friday, there's going to be open lines and mini readings, so the doctors are in. So we have Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, who will be on to take your calls, do mini readings if you, want to talk about anything, it's all up to you. So be sure to call in on Friday for the doctors are in. And then on Saturday, be sure to tune in with Mary Brown as well as Dax Carlisle for Psychic Saturday. So they also have open lines and mini readings, so you can catch them there as well. And then on Sunday, I'm actually going to be back. I will be on with our newest show with our host, Sharona Rafsik. And her show is Magic Universe. And I will be on as her special guest on Sunday. So be sure to tune in there. And then next week, I will be back on here. And we're going to be starting a new series on exploring your gifts. Because this month, all of this month is about your gifts and abilities and how you're supposed to use them, how it's expanding for you, and just getting us prepared for 2020, because that is around the corner. So be sure to tune in next week for that. And, you know, just like today, all throughout this month, my sponsors are, you know, Johnny and Michelle's group, Third Eye Reading. So you can actually go to psychictalk.net/third eye, and you could be led directly into their group. So be sure to check the group out. There's a lot going on, and now we're going to discuss a little bit more about that. So Johnny, let's start with Michelle. Michelle, you had this other group before. So can you tell us a little bit more about why it is that, or what it is that you did in that group, and what you'll be doing later on with this new group?
Okay, well, our original intention was to reach out and have people come to our initial site, and we would give them free readings. Johnny was practicing reading symbols, and this goes back about almost 5 years, 4 years. He started reading symbols in photography, and I just picked up where I left off, and I do intuitive empathic readings. And we helped hundreds of people that way. But we started to grow pretty quickly, and we attracted a lot of members who were excited at the thought that they could get free readings, because it was pretty new at the time that that could happen. And we just started attracting hundreds of people a week, and more readers came in. And so we initiated some testing processes, so we made sure we had real people. But by the time we came to our close of that group, we were at 60,000 people, 60,000 members. We had 100 vetted readers. We had a very nice, very professional 40-reader professional management staff, and we had things pretty well figured out. I think my background, I have over 25 years in professional marketing with some high-profile companies, so I was able to use that in how we presented ourselves, and I really didn't compare ourselves to other sites. We just did what felt was the right intuition coming to us to attract the most people for the most help we could provide. And it became really a popular site, really very well known. And when that came to a close, I felt like we had brought it as far as we could. And hopefully the new owner of it will be expanding it out in their way to take it further. But we kind of got lonesome and said, you know what, we still have more people we need to help. And part of it is, you know, providing a safe, comfortable home for readers, too, so that we're all family. You know, people are out there in their daily lives, but for some reason, when we come together with the right groups on Facebook, with the right vibe, if you want to call it that, it becomes a family. It becomes a home. We feel like we're in a physical place when we're in chat rooms together and sharing ideas. And we try and use what I love to call the community brain, where I can come up with an inspiration. It really takes all of our crafted people, our wise experience from all across the globe to come together and really finesse those ideas into something that has reality fruition to it. And our offering to the membership is going to be very unique this time around. We have more experience at what we're doing, and we're going about it in a much more professional, more creative way up front. We're not just taking a stab in the dark, this might work. We really know it's going to work. We're already creating some unusual experiences for members to come and have for free. And our whole focus is to help as many people as we can I think I mentioned to you we have pet psychics who do just incredible work. I mean, you wonder, what does a pet psychic do? But they can read your pets. They, of course, for injury or past experiences, of course that. But we also have one that does horoscopic readings that is nailing it. She's also, we have a lot of public figures on our site so that you have exposure to people who are very well known in our category of metaphysical work. And we have a lot of good psychics, mediumship. We have spellcasters. One of the things that I love to promote and is my favorite thing, I think is my strength really, is manifesting, teaching manifesting processes and teaching people how to handle their lives in their own personal way using manifesting techniques. We have people, other people teaching courses. We have just a lot of, we're starting out with more professional staff, and I think it's an exciting offering. And the fact that it's opening on 11/11 is not just auspicious in its own right, because of course we all know 11/11 is a master number, it's a sign for change, but it's also my husband's birthday. And so that's our grand opening date.
That's so awesome. So, Johnny, you know, you're the site owner, so I want to ask you, what is your vision for this group, and where do you see it heading?
Well, the group's called Free Third Eye Readings, and it's just like my wife said, it's we're going to provide more free readings and member mediumship, spell work, and energy work than any other site on Facebook. And I see this group doing, there's three things you can do. You can just come in and just observe. You can come in and participate, or you can actually improve yourself. You know, there's things that we all have in life that we get entangled with. And just like you were saying earlier, we don't let it go. And that's so true. So if you don't let it go, then you, it just causes issues within your own personal life. And so we have the knowledge that will provide you the opportunity to change. And one of the things that I'm really good at is vibrations and path. And so when you – one of the things we – unfortunately, we have skills ourselves. We have our will and we have our pattern. And when you have your will in an old pattern that you want to get away with, it's very difficult because you repeat the same thing. Something really has to change majorly in your life to get away from that old pattern. And, you know, and it may take years. Like for me, it took me about five years to stop fighting it to accept the abilities that I do have. So when it comes to that's why there's such thing as Reiki work. Now you can work on your issues, and that's some of the most coolest things I've ever seen in my life is Reiki. I'm a Reiki master myself. I mean, a Kundalini Reiki master myself. And you don't have to even be in the same room as that person. You know, and I used to just to bring back. So my vision is I want to heal. And if you remember that story in the Bible where that centurion captain goes to Jesus and he says, whatever you say, I know what happened. My daughter is sick. And if you say it's so, then I know that she'll be healed. And Jesus says it's healed. So that but there teaches us that you don't have to be in the same place to heal someone. That's why, you know, most people, they pray, but you can also heal someone with the Reiki, the conscious energy of the universe. So it's really quite a, I used to say it's a phenomenon. I used to be wild by it, but I'm not so wild by it anymore. It's just, it just is.
It's just a fact.
You know, I actually watch it, you know, and the quantum mechanics is what helps to validate that for me is I can see, you know, the actual work and I can just see the healing work as I'm working, you know.
Well,
it's not
we're planning on having, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, we're planning on having energy circles where people can add their comment about something that they need healed. And our energy workers will get together in a group once or twice a week and work to heal everyone that makes a comment in that site for free. And that's one of the things I'm kind of excited about. We'll also be having manifesting using that universal energy where people can participate with us. And then our masters will come together and help manifest those things for our members.
Awesome.
Yeah,
great.
So those are just some of the things that we want to that we're working on for anybody, you know, and it's free to join, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
free third eye reading.
Awesome.
Come, bring friends.
So if we have listeners that are healers and we have listeners that are readers, so how can they connect with, how can they become a reader?
Oh, well, they need only reach out to Johnny or myself. And I'm actually not on the site at this time, but I'm planning to get involved in it more as we come closer to our grand opening. But they can reach out to either one of us, or find out whoever our admins are, or you, Catherine, and they can be referred through our interview process where we would have three very talented members of our psychic staff interview with them to determine if they have good depth of reading, if they have good experience, if they're professional, if they have a good profile background, if they have professional experience, or, you know, sometimes we get a lot of people interested, but they're very new. We also accept readers who use divinations. Some people use tarot cards or pendulum. Some people read runes. We have people who read bones and tea leaves and all sorts of things to get their inspiration, and we do test them. They have to hit between 10 and 15 very accurate points without any support. And they, you know, come to us. We're a friendly group. It's not scary or anything. They just do whatever they're used to doing, and we work with that.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. And Catherine, I was going to add one thing, and that's, see, this site is, the professionalism is honesty, and so I personally can't do everything by myself. It would be impossible. And so we want to build a community, and we have each administrator and moderator has their own responsibility. And so you're going to be interviewed by psychics. And like I said earlier, you can't fool a psychic. So if you want to think you're good enough to be part of the team, then come on in and we'll test you and put you on.
We'd love to have
you. Yeah. Cause no, I think right now we got about 630 years of experience with this, something like that. It's quite a bit.
Yeah. And we have 20 readers right now, and we've had up to 100 in the past, over 100 actually, very successful.
Wow.
A lot of really good people out there. And, yeah, we give them our training as far as the professional code that we want you to follow, so when our members come in, they have a positive experience that they want to share and that they gain from. We do have high expectations for that, and we're here to help guide and mentor, too. We want to help promote our good readers to people so that everybody has access to, you know, healing or support any way they need.
Yeah, and if you don't,
awesome.
Think, and if you don't pass, and if you don't pass, that doesn't mean that you just go away. No, I mean, just work. There'll be something that we say that you need to work on a little bit, and then, you know, give yourself some more time and get retested. That's, you know, so
yeah,
we'll work with you, you know.
That's a good point, Johnny, because we do have mentors for people who want to learn more or expand their gifts. And we do have people who offer professional courses for that, too.
Wonderful. Yeah, because, you know, whenever we have that interest, that desire to be, you know, a psychic or desire to be a reader, there's a reason for that. So that's awesome that you have that mentorship for them.
Well, we're really excited about it. People that we have that do this have many, many years of experience, and they're so uplifting, and you just feel good getting on with them. They are there to help support and guide, and give you the secrets, if you will call it that, to help them personally reach whatever goals they have. Everybody has a psychic ability within them. Some people are called to it, to develop it, mm-hmm. and other people are more dormant and they prefer to reach out and use someone else's skill. But ultimately, it all comes from within. You know, if a psychic is reading you, the psychic has the skill, but it is coming from you. And and we're happy to help you learn how to do that for yourself. And or maybe mediumship, you know, maybe you have a lost a member, a loved one that has passed and you'd like to be in communication with them. We have people who can help you with that and help you with messages that might be waiting for you. These are proved by science. I mean, these are vibrational things and electrical things that are accessible. Like I said, I'm about science. I don't want to just do it. I want to know if it's really possible and why it works. And mm-hmm. so these things are supported through quantum mechanics and other means. I mean, they've been proven electrically that these are really possible. So we have people that are capable of reaching that ability to exercise that muscle, if you will, and access these mm-hmm. these scientific anomalies, if some people want to call them.
Mm-hmm. And Johnny, did you want to add to that?
Well, I just want to, I already said this once, but I want to say it again. The most important thing that we should be have a desire for is you're supposed to see yourself as an expansive consciousness. You're connected to everything. I mean, you can walk around believing in creator of all that is, but until you get that moment where you have the knowing that mm-hmm. we're all connected, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a vast difference, because then you start treating yourself and others in a different way. You become more loving because you know that, like, for instance, the bamboo tree. This is something I discovered just last year. I used to look at plants, okay, plants, and we've heard that scientific study, if you treat them, talk bad to them, then they don't grow as fast. Well, anyway, one day I just mm-hmm. decided just to look at it with my spiritual eyes, and I was just looking at it. It was healing me just by looking. I wasn't asking it to heal me. It was just healing. It just heals. That's its natural default. Is just to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when you mm-hmm. start seeing the stuff like that, so that's what I'm talking about, this expanse of consciousness. We're all connected, plants, animals, husband, your wife, your children, we're all connected. And it doesn't mean we're all one. And that's what we do here at our group, is we try to give you those skills, and then you have to be the one. You got to take the responsibility. It's not that somehow you're going to magically comes upon you. No, we can teach you the knowledge, but then you have to do the personal steps in your own life to change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, awesome. So, you had mentioned a couple times briefly about the grand opening. So can you tell us what to expect for that grand opening?
Well, there's going to be a lot of free. Like if anybody listening on this, on your show, Catherine, if they'll just mention that your name, I will personally do a free reading for them. With my spirits, and it might take me a while, because if there's a whole bunch, because I've done this in the past on another network, and it took me months. So I'm just saying that I'll get to you. I'll give everyone a free reading, and the value is normally is $50, but I'll give it to you a one-time deal if you go to our site, Free Psychic Eye Reading on Facebook. Free third eye reading on Facebook. I'll personally give you a reading for free, which would normally be $50.
That's awesome.
Well,
Wonderful.
And I want to add to too, if they just need to post a photograph and they need to mention your group, or excuse me, your name or your that they heard about us on your radio program. And if they leave a photograph and a question for us, I'll also participate in that. So you'll have two of us, plus all of our other readers are always eager to provide free readings on the site. Everything on the site is free. We do offer products and other things like that. But we have some special events coming up for 11/11. And if you post a free picture, a picture with a question, you'll get free readings. That's just a guarantee on that day especially. And John and I will follow up with everybody who posts. And hopefully it's not 50,000 overnight.
Right. And so we're saying, I want to be honest here. So we're saying that we'll give you a free reading, but if you want a more in-depth reading, then you have to be through a PM, and that's usually when you have to pay if you want a more in-depth reading. But we'll give you a reading. I promise you that.
It's free on the site. Free Third Eye Readings, Facebook group.
Free Third Eye Reading on Facebook.
Yes, and actually, if you go to psychictalk.net/third eye, you'll go directly into the group. So that's the link for the group. Yes.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, we were just talking about, you know, the vision for the group. So I know that you're planning to expand beyond the Facebook group. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, yes, we have some big plans for 2020. We're looking at doing a lot of psychic fairs across the country under our name, and we have, like I said, at this point, 20 readers that are working with us that have been carefully vetted. We will be adding to that group, and hopefully we have a smattering of people everywhere across the country to do psychic readings and then also retreats. We're very interested in that, and Catherine, I know you're very successful with retreats that you do, and we're hoping you help us with those. Maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit about your retreats, too.
Well, yes. I just love doing retreats and doing healings and getting to know everyone. And so I will be having two retreats. So one is going to be early 2020. Dates are still a little up in the air. But one is a healing cruise that I'll be doing. So we'll be going to the Bahamas and doing some healings, group sessions, and I even do sessions in the water. So apparently, you know, last year, it's so funny. Yeah, it was just nice and relaxed. I would be in the water just kind of staring out into the ocean, and people would just come by and sit next to me, and we'd just start chatting and do some coaching sessions during that time. So, you know, it's nice and relaxed. It's for, you know, to help you to rejuvenate and to recharge. And yeah, it's just a great time. And then I will have another one in Sedona. So I did one last year, and that's my Stepping Into Your Purpose retreat. And, you know, we go to the vortexes. We do some hiking and do lots of healing sessions and group sessions and one-on-one sessions. So it's going to be amazing. And I am excited also because I do work with your group, the Free Third Eye Readings, for those, you know, looking forward to working with you on retreats as well. So
we're looking forward to it with you, Catherine.
Catherine, I was thinking of that experience with Sedona. I was just going to mention something to all of the listeners that at that time I really wasn't a believer, 100% believer. And so my wife gets me on top of this rock and she sits down by this near this crack and she says, just stay here. I go, is this where the energy is? She goes, yeah. I go, well, I don't feel anything. And we're sort of making fun of her. I start to do push-ups. I go, honey, look at this. I'm getting all the energy into my. I start doing push-ups. One, two. See, I go, wow, look at all this energy. And then we're there for about 10 minutes. And then about we leave, and about 30 minutes later, here we are. We're driving in the car. Oh, see, I was actually a redhead when I was little. So redheads, we burn really easy in the sun. So I knew that my whole body was burning, but it wasn't from the sun. And only later did I realize that that burning is actually spirit energy, you know, because anybody who's a healer knows that your heart, your hands get hot when you when you're doing Kundalini Reiki or Reiki energy. And so, but I didn't realize that then. All I knew was, I go, what is this, really strange? Why am I so hot? And I know I'm not sunburned.
So be sure and go on that retreat, folks. That one's going to be
on that retreat.
Oh, boy. That's awesome. So, you know, before we close the show, we're actually at the top of the hour. I do have one caller on here. So let's take that before we end the show. So let's see, area code 347. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
My name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Fine.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So,
hello.
Did you have a question for our special guests, or did you have a different question?
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to attract a new job or a job. And I don't know. I feel like I'm getting angry because, believe it or not, I feel like I'm getting angry because I can't predict the future or because I don't.
Oh, you know what? I have an instant answer for you. I already feel your frustration because you're not getting the response that you needed it, and when you expect it, to have confidence going forward with what you need to do next. Am I close?
Yeah.
So what I recommend you do right away is if you don't have a real candle, you can look up candle apps for your phone. Just find something to help you focus, and flame is always good for that. And just release all of your anxiety. Just let go of your worries and thoughts about it and ask, physically ask out loud for the inspiration to come to you for what to do next. And you have to feel that little tingle inside your heart that says, oh, this doesn't feel right. Well, then it's not right. Listen to yourself. Oh, this feels really good. This is feeling better. Sometimes you can't jump from, I don't want to use the word despair, but frustration. You can't jump directly from frustration to bliss, obviously. It has to happen in steps. But start bringing those steps closer to you by feeling that this is feeling better. This is feeling better. Maybe this job wasn't the right one to look at. Maybe I need to look at a different job. Or maybe you need to look at several at once so it gives your heart a different set of opportunities to feel from. Because really, if you follow your instinct, that's tapping into your personal abilities. And staring at a flame is very relaxing. It's very easy to help you drop away the stress and things that are around you. Even if you have to do it for a few minutes, I mean, if it's a new thing for you, it might take you 5 minutes at a time or 10 or 20 if you can give it, and just be open to what that inspiration is. Sometimes you'll go to sleep, and the next morning you'll wake up and have a whole different perspective on it. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah. You said stare at the flame and ask for my next steps. Is that what you said?
Yes. I'm open to inspiration for what I should do next and what is going to come to me. And I recommend doing it at night when you're kind of a little bit tired, actually, so that you're less distracted.
Right.
And then ask yourself, ask your higher self to come with intuition in the morning, filled with inspiration of what your next step should be. And then start looking at those options. You know, we're promised 5 answers for every problem. Unless you've looked at all 5, regardless of how ridiculous they might seem, that just makes it easier to eliminate those. But until you look at everything, 5, don't stop until you find the 5th answer. And it might be the 5th job you apply for. It might be the 3rd job. I don't know, but open yourself to that. And just being open to it, you're going to automatically draw more to you.
So the thing that I would add is allow yourself, don't let it come to you.
Right.
Don't Don't push it. You obviously want a job. You know, you're getting that, you're upset, and so you have that all has to be pushed aside, like Michelle was saying. And then once that's all pushed aside, then you can manifest. But then you have to let it come to you. That means the knowing. Don't force it, because if you force it, you're going to block yourself. That's what people always do, is they block themselves because they're not waiting long enough. And since you're a woman,
right,
you can naturally just do that. And so that
If you reach out to us, I know we're coming to the end of our time with Catherine, but if you reach out to us through the link on her site, we're on Facebook. It's Free Third Eye Readings, Johnny Bai, and I'm Michelle Bai. You can find me through Messenger. We'll be happy to do a more in-depth reading for you, and we'll help you guide you with that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I just, I don't know if you can you can't force anybody to hire you, but.
I wish you could. It would make life easier.
Right, but no.
I'm
just pretty.
Six-figure job, please.
I definitely want a six-figure job. But, yeah, I'm just open. But, yeah, I get what you guys are saying. Just allow it to kind of flow and maybe try to release the anger.
And, yeah, the anxiety from it is so easy to block us, like Johnny says. And it's hard when you do, like I said, psychics have other psychics read them, because it's hard to do it for ourselves. And if you're already at that point where you're frustrated or angry even, it's really difficult.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, what is taking so long? Because I've been looking for a little while. I'm like, well, what's going on here?
Right. Well, we know there's a job out there waiting for you. If that's what you want to manifest, let us help you manifest it. And we won't charge you for it, since you're here on the show, of course. And just reach out to us, and we'll help you do that. We'll help you find, hopefully, as close to six figures as we can get you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I definitely will find you guys and reach out to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. We'll look forward to
Well, thank you
it.
So much. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling,
thank
Kay.
You.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks. You all
awesome.
Do,
okay. All right.
Well, and, you know, jobs are important, Catherine. We'll help anybody that wants to reach out to us. Since she brought up the theme and the topic, we'll help anybody who wants to reach out to us. We'll help them. With some using some etheric energies and whatnot to help them manifest some work.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it takes someone to do it for you when you first start. And
right.
We can do that too.
Awesome. Well, you know, we are at the end of our show. So are there any last things that you would like to present to us before we go?
Oh, thank you so much. You know, just to emphasize, we'd love everybody to come to our new site, and we would love to give them free readings or have them interview with us to have them on our group and part of our more close family. Like Catherine, like you said, you have a link up for us, and we'd love to see everybody, especially for our grand opening, 11/11. Mention the show, and we'll guarantee you get free readings. Might take a while if there's a lot of you all at once, but more the merrier. Please come.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Johnny?
Well, I was just going to say that my wife always tells me, it's not always about you, and that's it's so I want to just paraphrase that and say that our site has been set up that it's not all about one person. It's a community. We're always strong. We have more than just one mind to work with more than just one talent. So we got a lot of talent there, a lot of resources, and it's designed to have people just hang out if you just want to feel good, a place where you just want to relax and just watch, see
or
what goes
on.
Or
be a voyeur and watch.
Yeah, that's the – no, I really – we're all about light workers here, and we all just want you just to be safe and sound and taken care of, you know.
Awesome. Well, you know, I want to thank you both for joining me today. And it's always great to speak with you and connect with you. And so, you know, everyone who's listening, please be sure to go to psychictalk.net/third eye. And you can go directly into the group. And yes, they have so many great readers there and so many great teachers and mentors and coaches. And, you know, if you are ready to learn, there's a lot of different things going on there. So it's always, you can always connect with someone. So be sure to, you know, check them out, check up the group. And, you know, you can always, you know, reach out to Michelle and Johnny as well in that group.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they, next week is 11-11, and it's going to be exciting. I'm excited for the grand opening. And so I will be talking more about that next week because, you know, you are sponsors, even though you may not be on with us. I will be talking more about what it is to expect from the grand opening. It's going to be very exciting. So I want to thank you both for joining me. And
Catherine, thank you so much for having us and giving us this opportunity share with everybody and talk about our exciting ventures together.
Yeah.
You are so welcome, and this is what I love to do on the show, to have those who have these gifts to showcase them, and because we are all meant to make an impact in this world in some way with our gifts. So, you know, and thank you both, and, you know, to all of you who listened, who will be listening later on, those who called Kay for calling in. Thank you so much. And I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And next week, we are starting our new series on exploring your gifts. So be sure to tune in for that. Lots of love and light. And we will see, well, I'll talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Michelle and Johnny.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Catherine. That was great.